When can our babies start swimming? Sandra Shabalala knows all about it. Sandra, welcome to Rise.
Good day, Sotlang. How are you?
Lovely. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I guess that's then the first question. At what age can our babies start swimming?
At what age? So basically, we can start them at 6 months.
6 months, and people were arguing with me. I've got a 11-month-old, and I said I wanted to start her at about 8 months. They're like, oh, she's too young. But 6 months, all right. I mean, how do swimming lessons for babies and toddlers differ from lessons to older children?
Sorry, say that again. My network is a bit bad now.
I was saying, how do swimming lessons for babies and toddlers differ from lessons for older children?
They differ. Basically, we're not doing stroke as yet. So it's all about being comfortable in water. It's all about being able to float while you're in water so that they get used to being one with water. So it's not doing the stroke per se, it's just being comfortable around water and doing the bubbles. It's being gentle, floating, and so forth.
And what would you say are the key water safety skills every child should learn in their first lessons?
In my school, all my kids need to know how to float. I don't care how old you are, you need to know how to float.
Uh-huh.
They need to know how to be comfortable in water before anything, because floating is not just about being comfortable, but also you can stay in that position for over a day and just float because you're relaxed. There's no muscle being pulled. If you're comfortable, then you will stay there for the whole day or for the remainder time where mom is not available until they come back, and still you'll be safe, you'll be breathing, you'll be alive. So all my kids need how to float, and that's my number one technique that I teach before we start with the freestyle and the back what. We need to float first.
I think, Sandra, let's also quickly touch on the importance of swimming, because I think there are a lot of people, especially in our Black community, who might see swimming as a luxury when it is in fact a life skill. Why is it so important for our kids, even us as adults, to learn how to swim?
Look, it's very important for everyone to know how to swim. But unfortunately for us Blacks, if I can say or put it that way, it becomes as a taboo, because a majority of our Black people will tell you, I don't mix well with water, or my ancestors. That's not that we're undermining anything that has to do with ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
But then now you need to know how to save yourself should you go in Popomeni and go bath or go cleanse people. That means you need to know how to save someone. And that's another way of reducing drowning incidents that happen every second day in South Africa. Second day you'll hear on social media that someone drowned while they were doing a cleansing ceremony somewhere. And it's sad. I mean, it's very sad. So it's all about knowing and having the knowledge of water safety and being able to, how do I say, be open-minded to learn something new outside your doctorate, if I can put it that way.
And I mean, for the parents who then cannot swim, how can they better support or participate in their child's swimming journey?
Look, if it's for the babies, we do have a program where it's called the Mummy and Baby Swimming, where the mummy comes in and we just help them. We teach them how to hold the baby. Obviously, the baby's still very close or attached to the mummy, and they don't want anyone else touching them except the mummy. So we have a program like that. It's called the Baby and Mummy Swimming Lessons that we introduce. We are actually doing now in September. We're just waiting for the weather to be very nice. Yes, our pool is heated, but we want everyone to be comfortable with the weather as well. So we have a program like that, that parents can come with their babies, 6 months or 6 months old babies, and join us for that program.
Absolutely. Give us some of your details. Where can people get you on our social media platforms?
So currently on my social media platforms, it's Sandra's Water Safety Training, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And those who want to know where I'm residing is in Del Judo right now. I can give my number. It's 0796962187. You can WhatsApp me there or call me there. I'm available. We work from 9 till 6 o'clock.
All right, Sandra, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Hopefully a lot of mummies and daddies are going to come through, and not
only
for...
Thank you, I cannot wait.
Absolutely, we can't wait as well. Hopefully mummies and daddies will come through, not only for themselves but also for the safety of their children. It's Raz FM.
That's right. Oh, no, no.